Should the Fed keep its foot on the gas?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve is finishing up a meeting today in Washington, which means we may get some more clues about just how long the central bank intends to keep up its aggressive monetary easing. The Fed has been buying up securities to boost lending and spending for nearly 5 years now. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
To ease or not to ease? That is the question. One of the potential problems with pumping so much money into the economy, we're looking at $2 trillion, is of course inflation, but there are other risks. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He says for one thing, companies are borrowing more. It's super cheap with interest rates at almost zero.
You know, that's dangerous because interest rates are cyclical. At some point, they're going to have to pay higher rates to borrow, and they will have significantly more exposure.
That would be bad, but slowing the recovery by ending quantitative easing too soon could be worse. Steve Blitz is chief economist at ITG. He says even though the economy's growing, there's still plenty to keep the Fed concerned.
If you look at the number of continuing claims for unemployment insurance, therefore the number of people still unemployed, that is still at an extraordinarily high level.
Also, hello, Cyprus. Some economists say the prospect of more crisis in Europe is just another reason for the Fed to keep its foot on the gas pedal, at least for now. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.